The federal government is putting new emphasis on reducing runoff, and GAO likes what it's seen from the industrial Midwest, but more work is needed to clean up the Great Lakes. Today is January 25th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
The Motor City has been tapped to host this year's Brownfields meeting. More than 6,000 environmental and economic development officials, finance and insurance providers, risk managers, planners, attorneys, civil engineers, and students are expected to attend the 12th National Brownfields Conference. The conference will take place May 5th through 7th at Detroit's Cobo Center. The educational program features more than 150 sessions on green development, remediation, risk management, real estate, and more. The annual Phoenix Awards for top projects in each of the 10 EPA regions will also be announced. More than 250 exhibitors will display the latest technologies and services. 7 mobile workshops and a walking tour will highlight local Detroit approaches to redevelopment from the Central Business District to Detroit's East Waterfront to the Inner Ring suburbs and downriver areas. This week, EPA, with state and national partners, released a comprehensive plan to reduce runoff and increase environmental and economic benefits. The agency believes its plan will help reduce stormwater runoff and sewer overflows by promoting, quote, green infrastructure, end quote, approaches, such as green roofs, trees and tree boxes, rain gardens, and porous pavements. The plan follows an April 19, 2007 agreement to promote green infrastructure as an environmentally preferable approach to wet weather management. It also represents a key set of actions that EPA and its partners are taking to reduce projected impacts of climate change. The plan includes 7 major implementation areas: research, outreach and communication, tools, Clean Water Act regulatory support, economic viability and funding, demonstrations and recognition, and partnerships and promotion. Coming up, GAO has released a new report on the state of the Great Lakes, but outlines several more efforts that need to be accomplished to achieve stated water goals. Afterward from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA and states have made progress, but much remains to be done if water quality goals are to be achieved. That's the title of a new report released this week by the U.S. Government Accountability Office. The report discusses the current state of the Great Lakes Initiative, or the GLI. GAO reported in 2005 that developing the sensitive analytical methods needed to measure pollutants at the GLI water quality criteria level is a significant challenge to achieving the initiative's goals. Of the 9 BCCs for which criteria have been established, only 2, mercury and lindane, have EPA-approved methods that will measure below those criteria levels. The report states that measurement methods for other bioaccumulative chemicals of concern, or BCCs, are either not yet approved or cannot reliably measure to GLI criteria. Without such measurement, it is difficult for states to determine whether a facility is exceeding the criteria and if discharge limits are required in the facility's permit. As methods become available, the report says, states will be able to include enforceable discharge limits in facilities permits. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.